Since early March, nearly every traveller stepping back onto Australian soil has spent 2 weeks in mandatory hotel quarantine. But the quarantine system that's helped keep COVID-19 at bay has stranded citizens, workers and students overseas. The National Cabinet is now considering different approaches to quarantine that are less onerous and less expensive. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
2 weeks mandatory quarantine is a trial many Australians returning home have endured, for good reason. Australia's Chief Nursing Officer, Alison McMillan, says it's helped protect the nation from the global pandemic.
The quarantine has been a cornerstone of our protection for Australia, and so we're cognizant to continue to protect our borders.
But it's not a long-term solution.
It's very effective, but it's very resource-intensive. It draws a lot of health and others such as police out of our system.
Ms McMillan is at the centre of discussions about future quarantine options, as National Cabinet is considering alternatives in an effort to get more of the tens of thousands of Australians stranded overseas home, more international students on campus, and more agricultural workers on farms.
We're currently looking at how we might examine all of the countries across the world, and based on their risk, how one might be considered you quarantine.
A traffic light system is being contemplated, with the green light for arrivals from low-risk countries to come without quarantining, as has been done for New Zealand, and a red light for high-risk arrivals who would have to do 2 weeks of quarantine. An amber light could be included, where some arrivals face less onerous quarantine requirements.
There's some other countries that we'll continue to look at that may pose a lower risk, and then you might say, well, okay, these people can do 7 days in hotel quarantine and perhaps 7 days at home.
Home quarantine is already happening in Australia for diplomats and others in Canberra. ACT Chief Health Officer Dr. Karen Coleman says it's been successful, with no transmission and few compliance issues.
We have had very, very minimal, with over 9,600 compliance checks being conducted.
But Dr. Coleman acknowledges home quarantine won't work in all circumstances.
Not everybody has an appropriate home to go to. Particularly people who have been overseas for a while, and some of these 25,000 travellers who are overseas waiting to come home may not actually have a home anymore to come back to.
Other group quarantine arrangements are in the mix too, including on-farm for agriculture workers and on-campus for international students. Singapore is using electronic wristbands to monitor some people in home quarantine. Chief Nursing Officer Alison McMillan says they're watching with interest.
Ultimately, that would be the decision of the state and territory where the quarantine was being done. I know that everyone's open to options and ideas.
That's the Chief Nursing Officer Alison McMillan ending that report from Melissa Clark.